We're doing the Chazon Ish. We're up to the third chapter of Emunah Bitachon. And the Chazon Ish had taken us to a discussion that our halachic decisions will sometimes affect our ethics. And he brought an example about competition in teaching Torah, whereas ordinarily the halacha defines for us what's fair competitive practices. Over here, the halacha tells us that we encourage competition, and new teachers can come and compete with the old teachers. You can open up a new school and compete with the old school. And the idea is that if we have more competition in teaching, then each teacher will do their best, and you'll have better Torah taught. So that's the halacha. This was just an example. From this example, he wanted to teach that if the incumbent teachers decide to badmouth the incoming teachers, if the incumbent teachers decide to go out against them, so then they would be in transgression because the halacha sides with the competing teachers. So where the halacha sides with one side, then that already changes the ethics of the argument. Meaning, that's the point Chazon Ish was making until now, where halacha can affect our ethics. אבל עכשיו שההלכה הכריעה, דקינת סופרים תרבה חוכמה, once the halacha defined that competition will breed more knowledge, ויסוד הזה נעלה מחיות עד האנשים פרטיים, and here you see the halacha says we factor in the general good, that competition will breed more knowledge, and that takes precedence to the individual's benefit, because the individual teacher is losing by this. By allowing competition, the individual teacher will lose. So then the halacha sides with the teachers that are coming and competing. And then we say that the teachers who compete, they are like murderers. What are they fighting the other teachers for? And they're prohibited from hating the new competition, as we are prohibited from hating a fellow Jew. And if they speak badly about them, they transgress Lashon Hara. And if they bring in groups, then they're causing rifts in Israel, and that's the prohibition not to cause rifts like Korach. And when they take revenge, so then they're also transgressing Lotikom. וכשאמרו בגמרא בבת רשם ומודה רב הונא במקרי דרדקי לומצי מעקב נכללה בהלכה זו הרבה הלכות מוסריות. So when the Talmud tells us that when it comes to teaching children, there's no limitation and one can compete with the other, in essence the Gemara was teaching us ethics. That halachic ruling affects many ethical questions. אשר תפגשנה מתוצאות ההלכה. So you have ethical questions that are decided based on halacha. It's interesting that the Chazon Ish took a relatively innocent example. We could obviously take cases that are more overtly ethical. Cases of abortion, cases of where the fetus threatens the mother's life, etc. There are many ethical questions that we could take. He took a relatively innocent one we could all understand, where there's going to be competition that will hurt someone's livelihood, and yet the halacha sides with the competition. And about that, the Chazon Ish says that's an example of where our ethics are affected by the halacha. And that's point one in this chapter. That's introductory point.